Number 12,560, Yazin and Layla LLC, Mahmoud and Don Yilmaz. Seek a special use exception to operate a daycare center, sections 115.23, 115.72, and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, at the intersection of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5. 911 address is 31507 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is B1 and AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 263.12. Staff would note that we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward, be sworn in.
Sir, are you going to testify as well?
Yes.
Can you state your name and address for that?
Mahmoud Yilmaz, 26776 Anderson Corner Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for having us this evening. We would like to start off. My name is Dawn Yilmaz. My husband, Mahmoud Yilmaz, and I are applying for a special use exception to run a child care and license Learning Center at 31507 Oak Orchard Road in Millsboro, Delaware. Since June 11, 2017, we have owned the property and shopping center, the Trading Post Plaza, next to the proposed site area. We own two diners, currently one being in the Trading Post Plaza that we have owned since April 19th of 2009, and so we have established many relationships and have many ties to the public and are highly thought of in the area. We have two children together, and our first child was able to go to the Boys and Girls Club for both before and after care while we worked there. But for the second child, there is and has been a long waiting list for child care in our immediate area, causing us to have to seek child care in the Lewis area since he's been 6 months of age. He's now almost seven. The area is growing rapidly, and with such long waiting lists, great reliable child care and before and after school programs of care is a significant lacking problem for working families and individuals. Our proposed child care would be a huge asset to the surrounding area. Our plan is for a 13,000 square foot child care and learning center. It will have 16 rooms, and we plan to employ 20 to 28 people. We have already secured and are working with a director and an assistant with enough credentials to also qualify as a director. Our hours of operation would be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for children from newborn to, I guess, about 11 or 12 years old. To about middle schoolers. The child care would be fully fenced all the way around, as well as the appropriate age level playground areas. Sprinkler systems would be placed throughout the buildings, as well as cameras inside and outside the child care. We would use the entrance that's already there right off of John J. Williams Highway, and there's also a second entrance right off the side of Oak Orchard Road. The child care would be far enough from the highway and fully gated that safety for children will not be an issue. Other than security lighting in the evening, there wouldn't be much more lighting than what is already there with the shopping center to bother any close neighbors. There is plenty of room for ample parking lot and pick up and drop off areas as well.
Does that complete your presentation?
No, actually that was it. Any questions, we'll just answer together.
Any questions?
So this new construction?
Yes.
On a piece of property you already own?
Yes.
And you understand the standards and regulations that the state of Delaware is going to require of you to operate a daycare center?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You may have said it, I missed it probably. How many children?
We're planning between 150 to 220.
Okay.
What after school?
I see. All right. You talked to any of your neighbors?
We did, and everybody is very, very happy about it because they don't want to drive 30 minutes to 50 minutes to Lewis, any daycare, because we don't have any closed one. Only Boys and Girls Club around, and which, I mean, it's good just dropping your kids off, but if you wanted to really, really learn something, they want something better.
And they only offer before and after care, for the most part, unless school's closed.
Water and sewer to the property?
Everything is right there.
A lot of children.
Yes, it is.
I applaud your ambition.
It'll take some time to get there, but.
Maybe not.
With COVID.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, will there be a fenced-in play area?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I didn't see it on the site plan. Could you describe where that's going to be?
This is daycare. The shape is daycare, the shape of daycare. The fence is that we already have fence between this neighborhood and where we're going to build. And continual fencing until right here, all the way we can do.
And the building next door, can you tell me about the businesses, the types of businesses that are located in that building?
And the shopping center.
And the shopping center?
Yes.
We have a total 13 units. One is a restaurant, which we own it, and has gas station, art glass, which make special glasses for churches, special needs. They have nail salon, barber shop, hair salon. We also have American Public Uniform Center, which make uniform for police, firefighters, whatever needed. And we have tattoo shop, which they're at least gonna be up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been there since 2009 in the area. The way area's grown up, it's like really, really everybody needs something like that there.
Further questions? Mr. Sharp?
And right now it's just pooping area, correct?
Yes, sir.
But it's going to connect with the existing shopping center? And
yes, it will.
Will you be having additional parking spaces with it, or will you be using the parking that's shown on the screen?
We're going to have many parking spaces in this area. This is going to be like empty. All this area, necessary area, will be parking spaces.
So you're going to have parking spaces just for this building as opposed to?
Yes. And we're also going to use those areas for parking spaces too, besides the entrances.
Ms. Norwood, do they have to go to the planning zoning for site plan on this?
Yes, they would.
It would be a revised site plan to the existing structure that there is now. So they'll have to show the new footprint with the added parking spaces.
Do we know if they're going to need DLDOT review? DLDOT's going to have to review that at level two, aren't they?
Yes. That would be up to DLDOT, I would assume they would, especially with adding trips to that shopping center.
Yeah, I was thinking, if you've got 120 kids, you're going to be adding at least a fair amount of trips per day. So I just want to make sure that was something that was aware of. Okay, I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
We already have two entrances here. What we search and find out is two entrances. Not here. Right here and right here. What we found out, most likely, we can't be gonna contact with DLDOT, and most likely we're not gonna deal with them because we already have our entrances. We're not planning to make any other entrances in this area on highway. This is already connected to lots.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be subject to regulatory review if in fact it was DLDOT, fire marshal.
Definitely, after we get through, we gotta stop everything. Whatever we have to do.
Understood.
You feel that this will substantially affect the uses of the adjacent and neighboring property, meaning your property?
Can you repeat it again, please?
Do you think it will, you having this daycare here, will it affect your property, your other properties? Would your, the people you're leasing to?
It will affect good way.
Bring more, obviously, bring more business that way.
Absolutely.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12560 for Mahmoud and Dawn Yilmaz.
Yes, sir.
For a requested special use exception pending a final written decision of the record. I don't feel that the proposed use will substantially affect or adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. And before we go into this indefinite period of time?
That's correct. This is a temporary.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye, and for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote for, of 3-1, case number 12560 has been approved.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Good evening. Next case.
Case number 12,561, Kevin Phelan seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures, section 115.25, 115.182, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the intersection of Cedar Creek Road, Route 30, and Cubbage Pond Road, approximately 658 feet south of Benson Road. The 911 address is 8952 Cedar Creek Road in Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 14, Parcel 68. Staff notes the applicant is specifically requesting a 7.9-foot variance on the 40-foot front yard for an existing dwelling, 21.9-foot variance from a 40-foot front yard for existing dwelling, 19-foot variance from 40-foot front yard for proposed porch, 24.5-foot from the 40-foot front yard for a proposed porch, 20.3-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for proposed steps, 25.9-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for proposed steps, a 1.1-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard for an existing dwelling, and 5.2-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard for proposed steps. Staff would note we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you would please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kevin Phelan, 537 South State Street, Dover, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Before we start, it's my count, eight variances?
That is correct.
The floor is yours.
What's that?
The floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Hello. I'm asking for a variance for a 6x10 covered porch on the existing footprint of the building. I plan on making the improvements to the building and adding the porch on the on that side. Basically, I'm changing the front and rear entrances I'm just flipping them around. And the reason being is the approved septic is the drain field is going to be on that side of the building. Now, the front door where I'd like it to be now would be a more safer entrance because of the driveway being right there. So,
okay. In your application, you filled out some criteria for a variance. Could you go through them? The criteria. It should be part of your packet that you filled out.
Yes.
If you could go through those uniqueness of property and read us your
answer. The non-conforming lot with the setbacks on the front and rear of the lot, making the existing structure not in conformance to the county standards, see attached survey.
And cannot otherwise be developed? Number two.
The setbacks would only allow for approximately 14x14 foot building or larger triangular building, see attached survey.
Number three.
The structure has been here since 1950s or 60s. The property has been like this before ownership. And on number four, the building will be rebuilt in the same footprint and the same foundation with the addition of the small front porch. It will make the building a better fit for the neighborhood. And then for the minimum variance, we will be using the existing structure footprint and small porch for a more proper and safe front entrance to the residence.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for this gentleman? Looks like your 14x14 triangles a drain field swallows up a third of that too.
Yeah. It's a PureFlow peat system they're putting in.
I'm familiar with the area. I have no questions.
Mr. Sharp.
I presume that the porch that you're proposing is not going to have any effect on the visibility of the two roads there.
No.
And looking at your site plan here, I see where it's got the road names, and then there's this line here. Is that the edge of paving of those roads?
No.
What is that line, do you know? Because it would appear to me the right-of-way would probably be where your property line is, but I didn't know if this was, it seemed to be uneven, so I didn't know if that was actually where the paving of the roads were.
I don't think it is. See if I have that. I don't think I have that in this. I can't tell by this what where the edge of the paving would be.
Well, here's perhaps a better question for you. Your proposed porch is showing to be 14.13. The steps off your proposed porch are proposed to be 14.1 foot off of Covington Road. Is it? Do you believe that it will be 14.1 feet from the road, or do you think it's just 14.1 feet from the front of your property line, and there's a distance between your front property line and the edge of Covington Pond Road?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, that's fine. I was just looking at your survey as well as the aerial, and it looked like there might have been a, you know, might have been a gap between the edge of paving there. I didn't know if you knew if there was or not.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. All right, I have no other questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present in favor of this application? Is there anyone present in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12561 for Mr. Kevin Phelan.
Phelan,
there we go.
Thank you.
For the requested variances, pending a final written decision. The property has unique physical conditions because of the shape of the property. The variances will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent property. Variances represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12561 has been approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good evening.